True leaders don't create more followers. They create more leaders. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, we listen in as Dr. Miles Monroe talks about the characteristics all true leaders have in common. Enjoy.
Principles that a leader exerts and exhibits that makes them unique. Who we are is unique. The leadership spirit. How we think is the spirit of leadership. Who we are is the ability. How we think is the mentality. And to cross over is challenging again, because you're fighting against 50 years of mental contamination. They told you where you cannot live, what you cannot own, what you cannot build, what you can't afford, what you could afford. And when they finish convincing you, you've settled for less. I have come to disagree with all of them.
Inspiring habits.
I've come to encourage you to throw off their shackles, disbelieve their assessment, cancel their examination scores, and tell them your ability is immeasurable. To exercise leadership, you have to believe you are inherently a leader. Very simple statement. Becoming a leader is one thing, but to exercise it requires that you believe you are inherently a leader. You are inherently a leader. Inherent means you're born with it. You got to discover it. And that's what I would like for you to do in these sessions. I want you to write this down, please. Leadership is not about cloning others in your image. You know, some of us don't feel happy until people think like us and do work like us and walk like us and act like us. No, your goal is not to clone people, it's to release people. Leaders help others discover themselves. The leader helps the person to deploy their own abilities, not to imitate me. Why reduce yourself to me? Be yourself. Discover yourself. Here's the 10 essentials to leadership. The first thing you must discover to become a leader is your purpose. Second thing you must discover is you must capture a vision for your life. Now, these are not the same. Purpose is the source of vision. Vision is purpose in pictures. Vision is when you see your purpose in technicolor. Vision is photographs of your purpose. Your purpose is your reason for being born. Your vision is when you see it. Your purpose in pictures is your vision. When the leader has his vision clear, then the third thing steps in. You must share your inspiration. In other words, talk about your vision.
Talk about your vision.
Talk about what you see. Talk about what you want to do. Leaders are always telling you what they feel about something or what they think about something. They're not telling you the way things should be. They talk about it. People ask me many times, Pastor Miles, I have number 1 and 2 down. I got my vision on paper. I know my purpose. Now, you know, I just waiting for the Lord to show me what to do. And I said, He ain't going to show you what to do. You got to start talking. Start distributing it. Share it with people. They say, why? I said, because the people who are supposed to help fulfill it don't even know it exists yet. Vision was never given to be fulfilled by you. You're supposed to sell it. You distribute it. This is what I want to do. Show it to everyone you can. Now, of course, there's a mentality that they train you in. This, if I share my vision, somebody may teeth it. Listen to me. Nobody could do what you was born to do the way you was born to do it. Fear it. And there are people who have the resources to finance your vision, but they don't even know it because you're so scared to tell them. Not everyone you share it with will help you or even agree with you. Some may even say, that's a good idea and I support you. You know, I pray for you. They ain't got no money, but at least they're with you. And some will say, you crazy. This will never happen. Folks like us don't do these things. That don't happen in this country. And they start attacking it. That's okay. Go to the next door and share it again. Christ said, when you go out and they don't accept you, He said, just dust the dust off and go to the next house. He said, don't quit going. No means that they gonna come later. A lot of folks who spoke against me are sitting here tonight. They came later. Don't look right now. Just keep looking straight. You know who you are. What you used to say about me 25 years ago. Sure, no problem. I couldn't listen to you. I had to keep going. Go to the next house. Number four, very important. Commit to principles and values. This is very important. If you're going to become a leader, there has to be some things you promise yourself you will not do. You must personally commit to certain standards you will never break. That's what leaders have to do. You have to commit to a code of ethics, a set of values that you will never violate. And number five, express your passion. Leaders will always tell you about the things that they are passionate about. Matter of fact, you get tired of them talking after a while. And every time you meet them, they can repeat the same thing. Proof of passion is repetition. Can I say it again? Proof of passion is what? Repetition. If you say something to me with passion on Monday, and then I never hear you say it again for the next 4 years, you was joking. It's like conceiving a divine assignment from God, and you start telling people about it, even though they can't see it yet. You tell them about this thing that you know you were born to do. You got to fix this thing on the earth. You got to solve this problem. You want to do this. That's like a pregnancy. And even though people can't see it, it keeps growing and growing. What's growing on the inside of you is my question.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.